Can you imagine 1 million people doing life with power? I certainly can. Now is the time to understand your authentic personal power and then activate that personal power and power up your American dream. If you're not living the life you want, don't give up, power up. Winning, achieving, and living your dream life is a choice. With choices come change, and with positive change comes power. If you want to live a dream life, there are no shortcuts. You've got to determine it, learn it, and then go earn it. On Designing Your Life Today, we'll help you do just that. I'm your host, Pat Council, the Power Lady, and when you take the time to design, everything will be just fine. Make our show, Designing Your Life Today, your personal support system, and get the information you need to live a quality, fulfilled, inspired life. There are many excuses for not living your dream, but let's take a time out from making excuses. Bring your most exciting dream, let's power up and make it a reality. Get ready to do life with power. Good morning and welcome to Thriving Thursday. This is your host, Pat Council, on Designing Your Life Today. Hey, we have so many new changes that are coming up in the month of September, and I've been sharing them with you all week long. This is Thriving Thursday. Well, we're going to continue to learn how to thrive on Thriving Thursday, but we're going to add something new to the mixture. And what we're going to add is how to establish a passive income. Now, having a passive income is extremely important. And I'm going to tell you why it's so important in this day and time with everything that's going on, why it's important for you to have a passive income. But before we get to that, I'm going to tell you what a passive income is. Now, a passive income is defined as income derived from business investments in which the individual is not actively involved. Now, we automatically go to the mind of, or brings to mind, investments. And so that is a part of passive income, such as stock market, real estate, and even being involved as an investor in small businesses. So those are examples of passive income, which would include investing. But there's also network marketing, i.e. direct sales. There are online businesses, and there's so much more. Well, on this show, we're going to address those different areas and different categories of passive income and how to earn that passive income. And we're going to give you some tips. If you're already into direct sales, a part of a direct sales company, this is going to be the perfect show for you. So you want to tune in on Thursdays. And the beautiful part about Designing Your Life Today is you can tune in at any time. If you want to hear us live, then you can tune in at 10 a.m. in the morning. However, you can tune in at any given time to listen to Designing Your Life Today and get lots of tips 24 hours a day and information that will help you to take your direct sales business to the next level. If you're not in a direct sales business, you also want to tune in because you want to find out if it is for you. I hear a lot of people say, you know what, I'm not into sales. I'm not into selling. Even a lot of the webinars that are out there where they are in fact selling you something, they tell you, well, I'm not here to sell you anything. I get what they're saying. What they're saying is they're here to provide you with an opportunity. And being provided with an opportunity is not necessarily the same as selling. However, the moment money's changed hands, or however it's passed on, or there's an exchange, money for product, that's selling. So it's all semantics, you guys. And we're going to talk about selling, and we're going to talk about opportunities that could be available for those of you that haven't found an opportunity. I've talked to some of my good friends that are in direct sales, in the direct sales industry, and I've done my own homework. And these are programs that I really think are great for you. And so I will be sharing that information with you throughout this show. And so you want to tune in on Thriving Thursday. But we're not just going to talk about direct sales. We're going to talk about being a real estate investor and how to actually earn money through podcasting and speaking. If you feel like that's your niche and you don't know how to get started, we're going to give you kind of the basic foundation to get you up and running. And we're going to give that to you absolutely free. We're also going to talk to you about affiliate marketing. I get a lot of questions about affiliate marketing and other information. And so we are going to talk to you about a lot of online business selling. There are different entities that you can become a part of and connected to where you can actually earn that passive income where you are not actively involved. Now, let's take the kind of dreamy part out of it, or the fantasy part out of passive income. The fantasy part is that you don't have to become actively involved in the beginning. Yes, you need to become actively involved in the beginning because you got to be a little bit hands-on and you got to build it. But once you build it, they will come and they will continue to come. And so at this point, depending on which business it is, you only have to do a little bit of maintenance. And even that maintenance is not hands-on. It's just a matter of you sometimes checking up on some of your projects to see how things are flowing. And if it's not flowing, well, you're going to know because your income and your bank account is going to reflect that. So passive income is just an exciting way to live your life. You know, now, why do we want to have that passive income? Why is it so important? Here's the thing. Whenever we hear passive income or you watch some of the webinars about passive income, I've noticed that a lot of them actually use some of the same pictures, and they use the pictures of you sitting on the beach and doing absolutely nothing. Well, that's kind of a myth. You're not going to do that much with passive income. Now, I'll be honest with you, but in the beginning, yeah, you're going to put in some work and you are going to build it. But the beautiful part about passive income is that it doesn't take forever for you to start to get an income coming in. When I started my podcast several years ago, I got an income coming in within the first month. And so I want to share some of the information with you so that you can get out and do the exact same thing and make it happen for yourself. And as I said, once you get everything kind of going, then it's just a matter of you adding certain things to the pot. But passive income in this day and time is extremely important because of everything that's going on in our country today. Think about it. If you're on somebody's job, the way companies are folding up their tents and going home, the way some of them are downsizing and taking the jobs overseas because the workers over there don't require as much to live, and as a result, they can pay them less. So it's all in the name of them saving monies. And one thing that I've noticed is that of all this great technology that we have and everything that's designed to make our lives easier, people are busier than ever. People are more stressed out than ever. People are not as happy as they used to be. People complain a lot. And not only that, people are stressed out because they're afraid of losing their jobs. They're afraid that when they reach a certain age that, oh no, my retirement income won't be enough. So I'm going to have to work until I'm 70, 80, 90. Well, once you learn the art of passive income, hey, you can retire within maybe a couple of years. And I'm saying a couple of years, realistically speaking, but now it could take you longer. Why? Because that depends on you and your work ethic. That's the part that no one can control except for you. But on this show, I can assure you, we're going to give you some great information. We're going to introduce you to some amazing people who are actually bringing in passive income, and they're doing a fantastic job at it. There are people out there that are making anywhere from $300,000 to $400,000 a month to $500,000+ a month to about somewhere in the six-figure range, about $120,000 a month. So that's kind of where the range is once you build it and people start to come. The key is to really build it. And the thing is, it took me a lot longer to build mine because I understood the concept of passive income, but I didn't understand how to fully monetize everything that I had at my fingertips. Well, now I've kind of learned the art of doing that, and I understand everything. And so I want to pass that information information on to you. Why? Because I want to help you reach those goals also. So I'm going to bring people on the show that have a proven track record. I have a proven track record. I've been a fan of passive income as far back as I can remember because I like having my weekends off. I like doing work. I mean, I don't want to sit on the beach all day. I mean, who does that? I guess there's some people that do that. But, and that's okay if that works for your life, because that's the beauty of it. Passive income allows you to do what works for you. With everything that's going on with our politicians, once again, back to our country, with everything that's going on with our politicians, I mean, I'm just going to put it out there, you guys. They are not telling us the truth about things. They play a lot of games with our lives. But people can only play games with your life when you don't have autonomy, when you are not in control of you, when you're looking to another human being to supply your needs. And that's not how it was intended. God intended for you to use your gifts and talents to supply your own needs. It says your talents will make room for you and bring you before great men. So if this isn't happening for you, then actually it's a good strong possibility that you're not using your gifts and talents, number one. And number two, that perhaps you're not on the best road that you could be on so that you can get what you want for your life. Well, through Thriving Thursday, we hope to bring you information that will enlighten you more and actually help you make better decisions for your life. If you're not excited about your life, if you're not excited to get up in the mornings, then perhaps you need to take a look at what's going on with you as it relates to your income, as it relates to what you think about your life. If you think you're stuck as it relates to you not creating an income, believe me, you are not stuck. Stick with Thriving Thursday on Designing Your Life Today, and I can assure you, we're going to unstick you if you're stuck. Now, the only way we can unstick you is that you've got to participate. We're also going to provide a very private group for those of you that really kind of want to get your hands in the mix and really start, well, making some dough. Okay, I couldn't resist that pun, all right? You know, the pun was intended. But the thing is that you want to kind of get your hands in there, make some dough and get some bread. And there it is again. Ah, I'm on a roll, right? Anyway, you guys, listen, stick with Thriving Thursday because we're going to bring you some great information. I can't wait to unpack each one of these different categories I mentioned to you, the real estate, direct sales, podcasting, speaking, affiliate marketing, other online or e-commerce businesses, and showing you how to get into those businesses and what are some of your first steps. I'm going to bring you, suggest to you some resources, some of the best books that I've read that I know will move the needle in your life. And here's the beauty of it. It doesn't take forever to read these books. Doesn't take forever to understand them. We're going to make those books available to you. You can download them in Kindle form. You can download them in ebook form. We're going to actually make some free books, ebooks available to you also. Lots of great information that I am going to supply for you. Some great MP3s that will take you every bit of, 10, maybe 15 minutes tops to listen to. So all you have to do is invest a little bit of time in your own success. Now, will you have to invest some money? What you put into something is what you're going to get out. Let's be realistic. I've kind of reached a point where it gets to be like a little bit annoying that people expect everything free, but at the same time, they want to make money in return. Did I have to invest some money into my business? You better believe I did. But the good news is I didn't have to invest a whole lot. So it didn't take a lot of money. So this is the beautiful part about it. And I mean, you can get started for as little as $50 a month and go from there. I'm telling you guys, this is a great way to start your residual income and your passive income to coming in so that you don't have to work as hard. But here's the rest of it. It's not just about you not working hard. It's about you taking control of your life. It's about you being in charge of you. It's about you not being concerned about healthcare and having someone else tell you, listen, you've got to sign up for this, and then we're going to make these doctors available for you and tell you where to go. Listen, I want to pick my own doctors. I want to choose my own way of living. You know, freedom, that's what it's all about. There's a reason why we're born that way. You know, even back in the days of slavery, people would say, well, you know, so-and-so was born a slave. No, so-and-so was born free. But what happened is, as they got older, or because of the way things were during that time, they accepted slavery. So the point is, all of these things that you have in your life that are holding you down, holding you back, not allowing you to thrive, it's because you are accepting it. And if you say, no, I'm not accepting it, I want something more for my life, here's how you're accepting it. If you're not doing what it takes to learn something new, to learn something more, to open your mind, to step up and step out, to be confident and courageous and go for what you know, or learn what it is you don't know, or even on the most basic level, make the decision and say, hey, you know what? I want to have more, do more, and I want to make more money. I'm not going to sit back and glamorize poverty. It's not glamorous. Poverty is connected to a form of what I call the living death. It is a living death because you're always afraid. You're always wishing. You're always feeling depressed because you're wanting more. You're wanting the best for your life because on some level, somewhere inside of you, you want to thrive. You know that there's more to your life than that. Well, Thriving Thursday, we're going to help you with that. And you want to stick with us, you guys. September, we're taking off. This is the final quarter of this year. And what are you going to do with your life? Well, September is not quite. October marks the final quarter. However, September is the start of the countdown towards the final quarter. And so what are you going to do with your life? What decision are you going to make? Come September 1st, we have 4 months left in 2015. If you haven't reached your goals, hey, it's no one else's fault. And it's not about a fault. It's about you saying, you know what? Enough is enough already. And I'm going to have that autonomous lifestyle. I'm going to take control of my income. I'm going to take control of my life because guess what? When you have more money, you can make decisions better. Not only that, you can leave a very strong legacy for your family members. You could be a better example. You know, I always look at parents who tell their children to read a book and they're not reading a book. What makes you think that they're going to do something differently from what you're doing? They're not. So you want to be realistic about the examples that you're setting for your children. People complain about the kids today. Oh, the kids today, they don't have any respect. Oh, the kids today, they don't want to work. Well, what do you think they learned that from? Where do you think they got that from? The ones that don't want to work, it's not that they don't want to work. They don't want to have the life that their parents have. They don't want to get up early in the morning and work all day and at the end of the day come home and complain like they've heard their parents do. Well, here's the beauty of it. When you can get residual income going, when you can get passive income flowing, now your children, they're going to get excited because somewhere on some level, it's going to resonate with them. You're going to be a better example. You're going to have that amazing legacy that's there just waiting for them to take the ball and keep running with it. But guess what? They're going to continue to run. They're going to continue to thrive because they're going to learn from their parents. They're going to learn from their guardian. So, hey, you guys, Thriving Thursday. Oh, man, tune in and hold on. We're taking you for a ride toward financial freedom. Ha! This has been so much fun today, you guys. I feel like I'm thriving even more just by talking to you. So you're going to stick with us and we are going to go to another level. Hey, what you can do before the month of September set in is take out a sheet of paper, write down a dollar figure. What do you want to earn every single month for, let's say, the next 3 months or the next 4 months of this year? You can get started immediately in September earning money. I'm going to tell you how to do that. And you want to write down how much money you want to earn. Now, let's be realistic, you guys. I'm not going to choose your monetary goals for you. You can choose your own goals. But here's the thing that I am going to say to you. What I'm going to say to you is that if you have absolutely nothing in place and you don't know what you're doing, there's a little learning curve. The beauty of it is I'm going to make it easier for you by kind of letting you learn from all of my mistakes. And I'm going to tell you the tools, the simple tools that you can get that will get you started in various areas. And since we're going to be talking about so many different areas, it's going to take us some time to cover each one of those. But you're going to be able to pick the one that you want the most, and you're going to be able to jumpstart your business, and you're going to be able to get going. You can make money this final quarter. Wouldn't it be great to have a nice Christmas? Now, I want to throw my caution out there. Just because you start making money, that doesn't mean that you want to take it and spend it all on Christmas because you want stuff, stuff, stuff. It's okay to be a consumer, but be a creator and be a builder. Okay, so take some of that money, set a strong foundation, and by getting you a certified financial planner, because that's what it's all about. Or with you understanding more about how to save more money and do what it takes. You want to be a good steward over your money. You want to be wiser with it. And you know what? Before you know it, you're going to be doing life with power. You're never going to worry about making money again. And okay, life's going to be peaches and cream. That's like one of my favorite sayings. So, hey, you guys, that's all I have for you on this Thriving Thursday. I can't wait for September. Don't forget, do life with power. Have a thriving Thursday.